Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today I'm trying not to be too excited as my grandson sleeps in another room nearby. As we begin our practice today, as we conclude chapter 2 in Titus with verse 15. Say these things, exhort and correct with all authority. Let no one look down on you. The Spirit stopped me yesterday from ending with verse 15. He wanted me to reflect on the only forever one, as noted in my title today of a triline poem, saying things in three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost in me. Amen. Thrice is nice when you practice, pray, and proclaim how to live God first without being ordained by the church I see as the only way to remain, knowing what I am fed by Christ is his divine body and blood, where his true presence is noted from above and shared as I exhort every detail. I can see that many of us don't see why, even though he really walked the earth and died. Yes, he died. To rise again, noted by thousands, yet forgotten by sin. There is such a war out there against God to begin an everlasting campaign that will truly never end. Yet God reminds us in me every second of every day that we are here to live in love, faith, and hope of his mercy, to pray what we ask our Father through the Son and the Spirit each and every day. What do you need of me today? What can I do to increase your numbers in heavens, we pray? What do you do? We exhort and correct with all authority, as Titus was reminded by Paul today. This wasn't hearsay, but guided truth in Christ. We must learn to obey. When you hear him say in my voice, proclaiming what redemption means, to live God first in Jesus. Amen, I pray. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. I believe that you walked this earth with my brothers and my sisters. I believe that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you forgive, and you forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. As we pray for the dying, we do this each and every day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others who are dealing with the war in Ukraine. Lord, we pray in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study conclusion of chapter 2 in Titus. This is verse 15, two stanza poem with a one line ending. It's a tri-line poem. It's titled Only Forever One. Things these say, correct and exhort. Authority all display, one him report. Soul none look, down you none. They have mistook you without son, only forever one. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It is June 11th, 2022. Recording this morning early at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Trying to be quiet as I don't wake up my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ. Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the day of Christ today in the Lord. And thank you for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and my grandson who's hanging out near me today, we love you. And give us strength, Lord, to carry through this week, teaching and exhorting our four-year-old grandson in your name. And we pray for those who are dealing with children each and every day. May they be given grace to understand their ways and to exhort with kindness and love in their heart each day. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you guys as we close today at 6:39 in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for all things. Amen. God bless you. Jesus.